Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Within narcissistic family units lies some of the most hidden and covert forms of narcissism held under the titles of respect for elders, conformity to tradition, and acceptance under cultural norms. If you were born or raised from within a narcissistic family unit, you may have tried to execute your voice of reason, feedback, or sharing a viewpoint that is contrary to accepted standards. And when you did, you may have been called disrespectful. In this episode, we're going to discuss why the narcissist uses the word disrespect to shut down conversations and decode what is really happening and discuss options for the party that is being called disrespectful. Buckle up. Now, your intention in sharing is anything but disrespectful. It's even delivered in the right tone, and in fact, to you, it's respectful to share and be open with another party, and especially within a family. However, what occurs is often the complete opposite of what should happen. You may have been told to respect your elders, respect the family, or no one here speaks like that, or may have been threatened with loss of family support, love, or even monetary backing should you continue to try to gain traction. While most of us are familiar with the dictionary definition of respect, the synonyms in this instance carry the same amount of weight. Several synonyms of respect are to comply with, to heed, regard, adhere to revere and uphold, amongst others, such as to show consideration, courtesy, and even appreciation and value. When the term respect or disrespect is used within a narcissistic structure, family, or relationship, it has a separate meaning and connotation which we are going to explore. Within certain narcissistic structures, calling someone disrespectful is one of the fastest ways to shut down a conversation. Why? You see, the word respect has a certain connotation. No one wants to appear to be disrespectful, and if you've been raised within this type of unit, you may be quick to be silenced, or you may choose yourself to hold back and not speak for fear of appearing in this fashion. You may even begin to question your delivery or your tone or even your motive, and this is where self-doubt can begin to flourish. When a narcissist uses the term disrespect, it is one of the fastest ways to silence you. Now, why does the narcissist want to silence you? Open sharing and honest feedback within a narcissistic structure is viewed unfavorably. Here are several reasons why they do not want you to share. The narcissist doesn't want to hear your viewpoint, your story, your opinions, and the like. They want to silence your thoughts and beliefs. It's to stop you from thinking critically and then providing critical feedback. It's to prevent you from sharing further inside the structure or even outside with other parties. It's to teach or condition you that if the family unit doesn't accept honesty or provide an environment to do so, society doesn't either. So sharing your opinion is futile and they want to squash it right from the onset. It's viewed as a threat. Information could leak out if you were to continue to be honest and discover there is an injustice occurring. They must silence any perceived notion of an injustice. They are after your compliance, not your freedom of speech. They are not willing participants of your desire to connect within a family structure. They don't want you to question authority, but to be a cog in the wheel, happily obliging to their mission, and the narcissist is happy when you do so, whether willingly or not. Within a narcissistic structure, there are unwritten policies and procedures and a discrete method of operating. What is uncanny is that there are many websites popping up and many psychologists and psychotherapists are writing and talking about narcissism more today than in years past, and this is great. Those who expose are, in essence, surfacing the unwritten manual with all the congruencies. So the narcissist has to keep the status quo. They have to keep the method to which they have been operating for years and decades. It has been working for them. So change is not viewed favorably. Change is viewed as a threat. What is favored within a narcissistic structure is compliance to the unwritten policy and procedure manual. Honesty and open sharing is shunned, as the narcissist must keep the narrative. They must keep from exposure to the outside world. They do not want their policy and procedure manual to be written so others can see the trap of narcissism. Note, you may be called disrespectful by not only the narcissistic parent, but also by the flying monkeys and or the enabling parent. These other parties also want to keep the narrative and silence you too. It can come from anyone that is not at a point to speak about what has been occurring. And this also means they know an injustice is occurring. Now, what if I am the party called disrespectful? What are my options? If you are the party that has been called disrespectful within a narcissistic family unit over time and with repetition, there are some choices that lie ahead that you will have to decide how you wish to handle. There are three options we're going to outline. First, should you choose to remain, your compliance to the mission is the only accepted method of behavior. Should you continue to try to work things out within the structure, you'll be faced with other tactics. But what's important to note is that tactics are not only deceptive in nature, but there are damaging psychological implications from being under narcissism. Second, should you choose to go no contact, the escape from the family unit will not only be challenging, it can be done, but there is much to consider in the process. A plan is needed and a backup plan, along with support staff. Enlist a therapist or counselor to assist during this time. It's also important to factor into the equation the following: knowledge of smear campaigns and flying monkeys, possible loss of monetary support to include loss of family inheritance, and we'll talk about this more, a process to grieve the loss. Leaving a family unit may even upset cultural norms and accepted method of behaving within society. So there is much to consider and to evaluate. Third, the option to stay and go gray rock. Gray rock is a term which eliminates open sharing about anything important in your life. It's to respond to any question with a dry answer that has no information in it to use against you. It can be a short, one-word response, but what occurs is a disconnect emotionally from the narcissist if you have to survive in the same household or family unit for a time. When a narcissistic family member uses the term disrespect toward you, they are attempting to change your behavior and to change it fast. While your intentions are well-meaning, the narcissist has many things to which they are safeguarding, and the last thing they want is to discuss it in an open and sharing environment. There is a strong connection for the tactics to remain hidden so as to not be exposed, so the narrative is kept and that things are swept under the rug. The narcissist will call you disrespectful in an attempt to silence you, not to question their authority, and for you to remain as you are, performing in compliance to their secret mission. Have you been called disrespectful within a narcissistic family unit? Have you felt silenced? Drop a comment below, and if you like this episode, you're going to like this one here next. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn signing off.